Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you once again the Word of God from God's precious book, the only book that's relevant to the day that we're living in. You may check out a book somewhere and read it, and boy, it was good. It's right. I'm telling you, in a few years, it'll be outdated. But the Word of God never is outdated. It's relevant to every time and every dispensation, every year, every century. It's relevant to everybody. That's the Word of God. It changes not. It is the infallible Word of the living God, preserved for every generation. King James Bible. Amen. Well, good to be here this morning. We appreciate each one that's tuned in. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today, can be an uplift to your soul, and try to help you along the way. Now, we're heading to heaven, and tell you if you're saved by God's grace, and if you're like I am, you need some encouragement along the way, and that's what we're here for, each other. God's precious book always brings encouragement and help to the saints of God. It's the only source of strength that we have. Our strength is in the Lord. There is strength in the Lord. Amen. And so it's good to be back, and we trust that you will be in church today. Sunday school here at Mountain View begins this morning at 10 o'clock. Worship at 10:45, evening service at 5, and then Wednesday at 7. So we invite you to come to be. It's where we're members at. We appreciate you coming. And Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. And we urge you to come be in church with us today. God has been good, and I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. God's a wonderful Savior. Amen. He's a wonderful God. He's a glorious Father. Amen. God is so good. I just want to exalt Him this morning. So we urge you to be in the house of God today. Don't lay at the house. Don't lay at the house afraid to go to church. I tell you, get in the house of God, and you'll find strength there that only comes from the Lord's precious Word in God's precious church. Amen. And so you be here today in the house of God. And I want to send it out to all the shut-ins. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you. Some of you listening, you're not able to go. You can't go anywhere. I tell you, my heart goes out to you this morning. I know God's got you in His arms. He's got you in His hands, and He can help you today go through your situation. And you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Amen. God's got a hold of His children, and He said, "I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world." And brother, you're not by yourself in this thing. You may think situations have gotten so dire and so hard that it seems like you're by yourself. No, Elijah felt like that one day, and that nobody was, but God reminded him, there's 7,000. I've got 7,000, hadn't even bowed the knee to Baal. Brother, God's got a remnant. God's got some people to help you and encourage you along the way. And so you be encouraged to the Lord. They will try our best to help you with the Word of God today. We're going to be turning over to the book of Ephesians this morning and continue some thoughts there today. We've been preaching on for a few weeks, so we've been on vacation a time or two. But we're back, and just good to have you listening this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray for your needs now. You pray with us if you want to, and we'll approach God's throne. Father, as we come in your precious name this morning, come in Jesus' name, and Lord, to the throne of grace, with boldness, through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. God, thank you for your blessings of the week, your daily provisions you've given us, how you blessed us, surprised us along the way, and with your provisions, and how good you've been every day. Your daily loadeth with benefits. And Lord, that's what it's good to be called a child of God, because of your daily sustenance for us. And so, Lord, we bow before you this morning, asking that God to bless this broadcast time. Lord, as it goes out over the airway, I don't know who's listening. I don't know what the needs are in Radio Land this morning. I've just tried to pray, Father, and seek your face and follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost in the message for the day. And you know who's out there and what they need this morning. I pray you touch that heart, meet that need, convict that sinner that's lost. Get the backslider under conviction today to get back right with God. Get back in church. Get in the will of God for their lives. And Lord, I pray you have your will and way. We'll honor you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing and encouragement to your heart today. And you listen as they sing. Certainly is nothing that our God can't do. What a wonderful Savior today. Ephesians chapter 1 this morning. Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to try to continue some thoughts that we have out of a book of Ephesians. We had for the last few weeks, we found first of all, the redemption that we have. Oh, thank God for that redemption. The Bible said over there in chapter 1 and verses 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. So we have our redemption. We have redemption through the Lord Jesus. Then we talked about, of course, the inheritance that we have. And there in verse 11, now the Bible said there in verse 11, in whom we also we have obtained an inheritance that we have. Brother, we've got something in heaven today that belongs to us. We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing to think about this morning. Listen, you may not have much in this life, but I'm telling you in heaven, we got everything the Lord has. And whatever Jesus has, we have. And we're heirs of Him, heirs of Jesus Christ, heirs of God. We belong to Him this morning. Then we talked about the nearness that we have in chapter 2 and verses 13. Talked about the nearness that we have. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And there's the nearness that we have. We're made nigh by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is this morning. Then we talked about, of course, this morning, we want to look and see there in chapter 1 and verses 15. I want you to notice not only that, but the faith that we have. Amen. Now, how do we obtain all this? We got it by faith. Amen. Chapter 1 and verses 13, in whom also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom you after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I tell you, we've got faith. Amen. Verses 15, rather. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Paul is telling the church at Ephesus, he said, I've heard of your faith in Christ. Oh, the faith that we have. Now, brother, if you are going to have a standing with God, you're going to have to exercise faith in God. Amen. Brother, that's what's going to count in the day when we go to heaven. It's because of our faith, for by grace, through faith that you saved, and that not of yourself, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the faith that we have this morning. Now in verse 15 is a wonderful verse there, if you'll notice now. And he said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Now what happens when you have faith in Him? The product of faith is love. Amen. There's no way you can have faith and exercise faith in God God without having love. Now, you love the Lord, first of all. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy being. Brother, you've got to exercise faith to have love. We never knew what love was until we got saved. Amen. And so the faith we have, and the product of that faith is love. And the Bible said love unto all the saints. Now, you might as well get used to the saints of God. You got to love them. Amen. Brother, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We've been saved by God's grace, washed in the same blood, going to the same heaven, and brother, going to the same church. And brother, I tell you, we got to love one another. And love to all the saints. Now, God wouldn't have mentioned that here to the book, a church at Ephesus, if it hadn't been a problem with some of the saints not getting along with each other. But I'm telling, there's no reason why. If you love the Lord, you're going to have to love the saints of God. Amen. And in fellowship with them. And so there's the fact, brother, that faith produces love. And love makes you look to all the saints of God. Look in chapter 2. The Bible said in chapter 2, but God, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together. Amen. With Christ, by grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Brother, listen, there's a love for each other, and he makes us sit together because we've been raised up together. Hey, listen, we all got saved the same way, had the same results, made us a child of God. I've got a home in heaven, and we're going to that place one of these days that we've never been to before. And so listen, along the way, we're going to have love one toward another. Brother, you ought to love the Lord this morning, first of all. How to love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your being. I don't tell me you love God if you don't love your brother. Brother, if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. Amen. That's what the Bible said. If you don't love your brother whom you've seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? And so don't tell me you love God and hate your brother. Amen. Brother, you ought to get that right with God. He does forgive sins, you know. He does cleanse you from all unrighteousness, you know. He does correct our lives because we need correcting every once in a while. And every one of us, brother, are accountable to God, and we're to love one another. Amen. Love the Lord, first of all. Love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Our brother Jesus loved us when we was unlovable. When we didn't know anything about love, he loved us. Even when we were sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for the ungodly. And that's exactly where we were, ungodly, had lost without God, had brother going to hell, and Jesus loved us. He loved us enough to die for us and give himself a sacrifice upon that old rugged cross that we might have life today. That's what the gospel is this morning. The gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, friend, he got up from the dead. Amen. The grave couldn't hold him. No, sirree. He got up because it was prophetically said that he was going to get up. Jesus himself said, I destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it again. And brother, listen, Jesus got up. He said, I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to take it again. And he done exactly that. He's living today, never had to die anymore. He'll never go to the cross again. He'll never be crucified again. No, sir. He'll never be ridiculed again. Brother, the next time you see him, and when the world sees him again, he'll come in judgment. And execute judgment upon this old world. Why? Because he's coming back. Amen. So listen, the faith that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it'll make us love the Lord. It'll make us love Jesus Christ. It'll make us love one another. It'll make us love the house of God. You say, well, I don't like church. Well, you better learn to love it, because Jesus died for it. He gave himself for the church. He died for the church and gave himself for it, that he might have it unto himself, brother, a body and a bride. And one day he's going to come back and get the church of the living God. You might as well love the church, brother, because Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. I love the church. I love to go to church. I love to feel God's presence, hear God's word preach, hear the testimonies, and brother, give them a God's people. hall and hear the song sung and brother and read down into the glory of God and praise lifting up to the rafters because of what the Lord has done for us. Listen, brother, faith will produce love in your life. It'll make you love the Lord. It'll make you love the brethren, and it'll make you love the church. Amen. Don't tell me you can't find a place to worship. There's still some places around that you can worship God in and that loves the Lord, preaching the gospel. I got an old King James Bible laid on the pulpit and a man of God thundering out the truth of God's precious book. Don't tell me there's no place you can go, and there's a place you can go, brother, if you lay your pride down and, brother, find the place that God wants you to be in. That's where you ought to be. Amen. God's got a place for every saint of God this morning that they can go to the house of God. We're not in the church and buggy and the horse and buggy days. Brother, we can travel any length of time today to go to the house of God. And it's not just like it's going to be around the corner, but we go, people go further to ball games and further on vacation than to go to church. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, how we ought to love the church this morning because Jesus died and gave himself for the church. And so he's very clear in that here in chapter 2. He said, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you say, well, it's not a heavenly place where I go. You ought to find you a heavenly place. Amen. And brother, make sure it's got the right doctrine. It's got the right Bible. It's got the right preacher. Amen. Find you a place that you can worship God in spirit and in truth. That's not in confusion and not in confiding and contention. And brother, listen, there's a place you can worship God in spirit and in truth, where God's man is thundering out the truth of the word of God without fear nor favor of any man, and where sinners are getting saved and saints are getting helped. And brother, listen, and folk are worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. Find your place this morning. So the Bible said, hath raised us up together that in listen, you might sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And brother, he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If you got the good book and you got a good preacher and you got a good place to worship, you got good doctrine, and brother, you got a place you can worship God in. And brother, exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and bring honor to his name that's above every name. Listen, friend, the faith that we have is a faith that was given by the Lord. And brother, we exercise faith that God gives us. And God gives us faith to get saved by. Amen. And that's what the Holy Ghost's job is to give us faith to get saved with. And brother, listen, you couldn't exercise faith were it not for the Holy Ghost of God, and that brings conviction and puts in your heart, brother, a longing for God, and you're willing to believe the Word of God and believe the Scripture and believe the salvation of God is for you, and you get saved by God's grace. Oh, my friend, listen, and the faith that we have produces works also. And that's right. If you got real faith and genuine faith, you'll be working for the Lord. You'll be on the field, amen, and you'll be witnessing for him, and you'll be telling folk about the Lord and about church and inviting folk to the house of God. Yes, sir. And brother, listen, the faith that we have produces works. And James said, show me your faith by your works. Amen. Brother, God sees faith and man sees our works. They see what God has done in us by what we're doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to be saved by, but brother, to be justified in the eyes of men by. Amen. God, we're justified by faith in God's sight. We're justified by our works in man's sight. They show us what God has done for us. He redeemed our soul and saved us by his wonderful grace. Amen. So listen, the faith that we have produces that works and that only God can produce in our life. I'm not working to go to heaven. I'm working because I am going to heaven. Amen. I've already got that settled. I've already got my sins taken care of. I've already got my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've already gone to heaven. I'm just as good as there today and as if I was already there because of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lamb of God that took my sins sins and went to Calvary for me and saved me when I called on him, and brother put me in the family of God and indwelt my soul, and today I'm going to heaven because of my faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to faith not because I'm a Baptist. I'm going to faith because I'm saved. Amen. I've been born again. I've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's good to be saved this morning. Find you a place to worship today. Be in the house of God. Brother, God will bless you today. God bless you on the next Sunday's our prayer. Amen.